If dealing in Diane Davis, DAVIS, this 69-year-old woman comes in for an annual follow-up of multiple chronic issues and some acute complaints. She comes in with her daughter, stays the entire H&P period. Since the patient was here a year ago, she was diagnosed with squamous cell cancer of the glottis. She went through radiation therapy, was felt to be successful. Then in December, she fractured her left humerus, which is resolved, period. A few weeks ago, she was admitted to the hospital with empyema. This was treated with surgical drainage, as well as antibiotics and steroids, period. She was discharged on the 22nd with follow-up arranged for her surgeon or pulmonologist, and she's to take about 2 weeks more of Augmentin, period. Her prednisone is now 10 milligrams a day, period. Since being home, patient has had multiple spells of diarrhea. This started really when she was the day she was discharged from the hospital. She tells me it's actually much better today than it was 2 days ago, though she still had 6 loose stools yesterday, period. She doesn't feel febrile. She's not having abdominal pain, period. She, overall, over the course of the year, has felt her depression and fibromyalgia have been stable, period. She's been on Effexor and Lyrica for many years for these problems, period. She has not had heart-related complaints specifically. Her lung status is being followed by a pulmonologist, and she's supposed to have a lesion removed from her chest, period. She reports no blood in the stool. She had significant weight loss over the course of the year. Daughter tells me she doesn't always eat well at this point, period. Patient lives alone, period. She's not had any acute skin problems, period. Her general treatment of her COPD has not changed. She continues to smoke cigarettes and is not interested in quitting today, period. On examination, her vital signs, there's noted weight is down 20 pounds from a year ago. The lungs had a few bronchi in the left chest. Right side was clear. Heart sounds are regular today. Abdomen was soft, flat, and not tender. She had no perfusion. Her blood pressure is excellent. Period. I reviewed hospital information from earlier this month, period. Assessment number one, chronic fibromyalgia pain. The patient is on Lyrica. This will be continued, period. Next, history of depression. In spite of her tough year, she's actually has a pretty good attitude today, and she would like to continue on Effexor, period. Next, diarrhea. I had a long discussion with her daughter about the possibility of C. difficile. However, the patient is better today than yesterday, so I've asked her to give it another couple of days, and if by Monday she's not clearly improving, she needs to be checked for C. diff, period. Next, I've advised she should quit smoking, period. Plan all the above discussed to the patient. I refilled Effexor 75 BID 60 with 5 refills and Lyrica 150 BID 60 with 5 refills, period. And